91X News.
It's 14 degrees and partly cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Olivia Waldriff. Central Hastings OPP says Highway 7 between Highway 37 and St. Lawrence Street in Madoc remained closed after a head-on collision. Police say both drivers are being treated for serious injuries. A plane is standing by in California to pick up Canadians from a U.S. cruise ship with an outbreak of the novel coronavirus. Foreign Affairs Minister Francois-Philippe Champagne says the U.S. government requested that the Canadians be brought home, and the next steps are part of an effort to stop the spread of the virus on this continent.
Passengers will be screened for symptoms before boarding the aircraft. If they exhibit symptoms, they will not be allowed to board and will instead be assessed further to determine next steps.
Canadian passengers will be quarantined for 14 days at CFB Trenton, Ontario. The Canadian government is now recommending against all cruise ship travel to stop the spread of the virus. Canada has recorded its first death of a patient diagnosed with the novel coronavirus. British Columbia's provincial health officer, Dr. Bonnie Henry, made the announcement in Victoria while confirming five more cases of the respiratory illness, bringing the total number of cases in BC to 32.
We are deeply saddened to hear that one of the residents of the Lynn Valley Care Home who was infected with COVID-19 passed away last night. And our heartfelt condolences go out to his family and loved ones.
Henry says the care home was also the site of Canada's first community-transmitted case of the virus, as a worker at the home developed the novel coronavirus, and two other residents of the home have since been tested positive, and monitoring of other residents is ongoing. Two major cities in Italy, Milan and Venice, are now on lockdown, along with their surrounding region. Reporter James Longman says preventative measures are in place as the novel coronavirus has claimed hundreds of lives.
Restaurants and bars in the region are required to close at 6 o'clock and tables have to be at least a metre apart.
Authorities say people could face jail time if they don't adhere to these measures, but it's unclear how they're going to enforce them. Thousands of people over the weekend fled from the north, making their way to the south of the country, but a governor in the south of Italy has said stay away.
Italy has counted over 7,000 cases of coronavirus and 366 deaths, more than any other country outside of Asia. The spread of the coronavirus is worrying millions of people who ride New York's trains, buses, and subways, who are scared that the person coughing or sneezing next to them might be infected. Government and transit officials have stressed that the virus can't be transmitted by casual contact, such as sharing a subway car with someone who is infected. Still, transit officials have accelerated cleaning operations to disinfect hundreds of stations and thousands of buses and train cars. Premier Doug Ford is musing about generating revenue through advertising along Ontario's 400 series highways. In a fireside chat today in Kitchener, Ford was asked about his progressive conservative government's upcoming March 25th budget. While he wouldn't give any specifics, Ford says that balancing the budget isn't just about finding efficiencies, it's about creating new revenues. He gave an example of driving in the U.S.
You go down I-75, you see these signs everywhere. You go down the 401, the 400 series highway, you see very little signs. That would create a couple hundred million more for the province that we can allocate to education and transportation.
Ford calls the idea a no-brainer. North American stock markets suffered their worst meltdown since the global financial crisis on a collapse in oil prices. Canada's energy sector sustained hefty share price decreases after Saudi Arabia launched a price war by vowing to ramp up output. Mike Archibald, portfolio manager with AGF Investments Incorporated, says there was a panic selling early in trading after the weekend event.
You know, it's kind of a perfect storm of bad events on a weekend, and obviously that's culminating in a rush to the exits here this morning on a number of assets. So certainly investors are nervous. You're nervous with the volatility that we had coming into this week. And then obviously it doesn't do anything to help dissuade the concerns that there's, liquidity problems in the marketplace.
Archibald says the economy will certainly slow in the months ahead. Lennox and Addington OPP say a 33-year-old Quebec man is in custody after being arrested for a large amount of drugs and weapons on Saturday. Police say around 10:30 p.m., officers stopped the man during a traffic stop on the 401 in Greater Napanee and found cocaine, morphine, and methamphetamine. They also say the suspect had thousands of dollars in cash and two loaded handguns. Police say the man is facing multiple charges, including unauthorized possession of a firearm, stunt driving, and possession of a Schedule I substance with the purpose of trafficking. The accused remains in custody and will appear in Greater Napanee Court for a bail hearing today. Thousands of women across Mexico have stayed home from work and school as part of a strike to protest rampant and rising gender-based violence. Central streets in the capital are eerily empty of women and girls, with mostly men seen walking to offices, getting off buses, or lining up for coffee. Even President Andrés Manuel López Obrador's morning news conference was dotted with empty seats as many female journalists joined the strike. Monday's protest is billed as a day without women. It comes a day after an estimated 80,000 marched through the capital on International Women's Day. That's QNET News on 91X to 406. Sports is next.
The Loyalist Sports Dome wants to introduce you to Friday Night Lights. Every Friday night from 4 to 10 p.m., come out for golf in a climate-controlled driving range. For $15, you get a bucket of balls and a non-alcoholic Budweiser Prohibition Brew. Don't think for a second you have to be a student. The Loyalist Sports Dome is open to the public. You can check out all the details by going to Loyalist Sports Dome on Facebook or loyalistsportsdome.com. Loyalist Sports Dome, no off-season.
In sports, Quebec Health Minister Danielle McCann says the government is evaluating whether to allow the World Figure Skating Championships to go ahead next week in Montreal. Her comments today come after the International Ice Hockey Federation on Saturday canceled the Women's World Hockey Championship, scheduled to take place in Nova Scotia from March 31st to April 10th. Hockey Canada said Nova Scotia health officials recommended the event not be held at the scheduled time in a letter to the sport's governing body. McCann said the provincial, public health, and public security officials are involved in the analysis of the March 16th to 22nd figure skating event, with input from the Public Health Agency of Canada. She says canceling the competition has not been ruled out and a decision will be made as quickly as possible. Event organizers, meanwhile, continue to make plans. Acts for the March 18th opening ceremony were announced today. The Edmonton Oilers host the Vegas Golden Knights tonight in a clash of the top teams in the Pacific Division. The division-leading Golden Knights enter the contest with a two-point lead over the Oilers, who have played one fewer game. Also tonight, the Winnipeg Jets go for a third win in a row when they host Arizona. The Toronto Raptors end a five-game Western road trip tonight when they face the Utah Jazz in NBA action. The Raptors will be put to the test by a Jazz team that has won five games in a row. Toronto is coming off a tightly contested 118-113 win at Sacramento last night. Raptors guard Norman Powell has been named the NBA's Eastern Conference Player of the Week. Powell averaged a conference-best 31.3 points last week as the Raptors picked up three road wins. He also posted 2.3 rebounds and 3.7 assists while shooting 56% from the field. Powell began the week with 26 points in Toronto's 123-114 win Tuesday at Phoenix. He then scored a career-high 37 points Thursday at Golden State and tied a career-high with 6 three-pointers Sunday at Sacramento. Powell earned the honor for the first time in his career and becomes the 10th player in the franchise history to be named Player of the Week. Los Angeles Lakers star LeBron James was named Western Conference Player of the Week. New York Giants tight end Rhett Ellison has retired after 8 seasons in the NFL. Ellison played at the Southern California before being selected in the 4th round of the 2012 draft by the Vikings. He spent 5 years in Minnesota before joining the Giants as a free agent in 2017. Ellison started 33 games as a Giant and caught 67 passes for 674 yards and 4 touchdowns. Canada's new rugby league team will be known as the Ottawa Aces. Toronto Wolfpack co-founder Eric Perez unveiled new details of the franchise today in Ottawa. The club is slated to begin play in 2021 in the third-tier Betfred Championship League 1 at TD Place Stadium. That's the same level the Wolfpack entered in 2017. 3 seasons later, they had won promotion to the top-tier Super League. Perez and his ownership group bought the license to England's Hemel Stags, moving the franchise to Canada. Rugby Football League chairman Simon Johnson said the Aces will bring a vibrant new perspective to the game. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, tonight, increasing cloudiness, periods of rain beginning near midnight, wind southwest 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50, becoming light after midnight, low 6. Tomorrow, periods of rain, wind becoming southwest 20 kilometers an hour near noon, high 9. At 410, it's 14 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Olivia Waldriff, QNET News. News on 91X, next at 5.